Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Jared.
I'm Jacob.
What's going on, guys?
It's going.
Trying to stay warm, dude.
It got cold.
It got real cold.
Yeah. It got really cold.
Super chilly.
Waiting for that James Spann to take off his
jacket. And you know where you should be right now?
Where?
That's the truth.
In the woods.
Hunting?
Yes. Should be hunting right
fishing.
Now.
Fishing. Loving every day.
More big deer pictures
yeah.
within a 30-mile radius of Coleman lately than South Alabama or anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They need to come to my property because I ain't got jack. No.
Listen, I'll tell you, speaking of not having much luck, I had a buddy of mine kept telling about this great fishing hole. I was like, man, I'm going to try it. You know, it's kind of a secret, but I hadn't caught anything on it.
Where are you fishing?
Here's a picture of it. Y'all know? No luck. Zero fish.
There's got to be
biggins in there. Or they're there and you know, I just don't have the right lure. I don't know. Tony, do you get to go out there and fish during your break?
Of course. No. No. I don't have a key to that place.
I drove by the other day. I don't think it's locked.
It might not be.
If Michael's been fishing.
If it is, I didn't see it. Like you saw where the doors were, I didn't see a lock on it.
I thought, if it got cold enough, they'd have the ice skating out there.
Ooh.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we might get snow this week.
Oh, hey,
they're talking it up Friday. I really think it's going to do something.
But now they're saying it's rain.
Who is they?
James Spann.
If it's James Spann, I trust them wholeheartedly. Because if it's in the octagon, we're not safe. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. The polygon.
That's it.
You're talking about the Fiestado now. You're back on the pizza.
Do you know?
He just can't get it out of his mind.
You know, I need that pizza.
James Spann may know Alabama better than anybody.
Yeah, I think he knows every road in Alabama.
Street names.
Yeah.
Like,
he knows pronunciations of like towns.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. He knows it.
He knows.
Well, especially North Alabama.
Uh huh.
Oh,
pretty much that's where he's been.
Yeah. I mean, he pretty much tells you, like, hey, buddy. Michael Sapp, you want to get underground.
He knows your house.
You know what I mean?
I know where you're at. You need to.
Hey, if y'all at the station, y'all need to be getting a safe
You need to get down to the safe place.
That's going to be a sad day when he retires.
I think Jason Simpson's going to be the one that's going to roll right on in there.
You think so?
You think so?
He's waiting for his chance.
He's from
Holly Pond. Yeah. There you go, yeah.
Jason, good guy, man. He is,
Is he already working there?
Nah,
he's been a weatherman.
He's been there.
For a while.
He was with James Spann when he was kind of getting in his feet wet, but then he moved
Jason
up
reminds
to
me a lot of James.
It is funny in Alabama. One of the most famous person is a weatherman.
And a lawyer, allegedly.
Think about it though. I mean, we are in the heart of Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, he is.
You probably see his face.
Yeah. What? Hold on. What are you talking about?
Listen.
Oh God.
I don't think that's Alexander Shinara.
Who?
I don't.
Who is not?
The guy on the
guy
billboard?
On the billboard. I don't think that's him. First off, I don't think that's him.
I'm going to say this.
You're going to get sued.
They picked a really.
Yeah. He's going to come after you.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't think Alexander Shinar is even real.
What do you mean? Like that's a paid actor?
Actor and that's a fake name.
No, it is a fake name. I do know that.
Oh.
First name's fake. I will tell you that.
See?
I can't tell where I got the information from.
That is not.
Yeah. My conspiracy grows stronger every day.
His first name was something way longer and bigger.
I've heard so many ridiculous.
I don't think
he's.
But what does it take for him to show up to your court case, though? You're not going to tell me.
Exactly.
He's not going to
come up. My understanding was his parents passed away and he inherited a ton of money. And he used it to buy the billboards. And what he does is he brings it. People call him, and then he has tons of lawyers that
call
he sends
me
you
Alabama.
To.
Alabama?
Yeah. Well,
see,
I mean, it's kind of like he's the distributor.
I think Alabama Hammer's more realistic than Alexander Shinara. Yeah.
I mean, I want if I'm going to call him and he's on all those billboards, I want him.
Well, I want him. Exactly.
You have a big enough claim, you'll probably get him. Yeah. You don't want the small one.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I buy all that, but
it's becoming big everywhere. Like, have you not noticed how many more lawyers are on billboards now?
Mm-hmm. Weathermark Keefe's another one.
That's have y'all heard the Crime Dog? Is it Crime Dog?
The Crime Dog.
Y'all remember
the big, what is it? God, it's on the radio.
J.G. Wentworth.
Oh yeah. Goldberg 600.
Yeah.
Let's hit a billboard. Let's get us a billboard.
Us?
What are we gonna do? Let's dress up like the village people.
No.
Come on, I want to be the Indian.
No. Oh my God.
Listen, we ought to maybe say, what would we put on there?
On the billboard?
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Happy neighbors.
Happy neighbors. Have a great day. Yeah.
I would say watch us every such and such day at this time, but we're never consistent.
All you should do is
8 o'clock every night.
Put a
on
quote.
Charter 180.
Yeah, there we go.
All you do is put a quote from the show and then put a dash happy neighbors.
Yeah.
And the quote should be Scorched Beaver.
That's exactly right. Yes. I like how Tony, like, right, 3 days later, messages. He's like, I just got it.
I just got the joke. That happens a lot.
Sorry about this cough, guys. I'm telling you.
It seems to be like for all of us, because I couldn't figure out the joke about the duck wings, and took me forever to figure that out.
That's when we realized you were not a fan of my Coleman TV. Yeah, is what it was.
Yeah, this guy does not follow our socials. He's just not on.
Hey, listen. After everything is posted, do you ever watch the podcast?
No.
See?
Well, here's another thing, too.
It's hard enough to get me to share it.
Oh my God.
And post it. I'm awful. I'm not a big social media person.
When you go through and edit, one thing I've noticed is how much funny stuff is there that you can't necessarily always hear.
Yeah. You never catch
two,
it.
You know, if there's two or three that kind of are below the surface that are.
We're
funny.
All a bunch of rude asses and speak over each other.
Hey, language. last week with the Scorched Beaver thing, whenever he said that about, I try to make sure I don't say inappropriate things, then out of nowhere, here comes Gibbs. You know, I missed that until after I heard it again. And I was like, that is so funny, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, it was all sitting there, that whole 15 minutes. It was just ripe for the picking. I was like, no, let's be appropriate, not say anything bad. And then here you come. I thought you're off on one of your little weird tangents again, or little things where you could come out of left field with some weird topic, and then it was like, what are you talking about McDonald's for?
We had a lot of like misinterpretation or like confusion last week. That was so funny too, because y'all's faces when I said that about, man, I almost got killed by that purse. Y'all were like, it was like, what is he talking about?
What do y'all think about these
flying purses?
TikTok conspiracies and stuff. Have you seen the weird one? I was watching Fancy's Unfiltered, local show, and I think it was Dominic Gill on there. If I remember correctly. And he pulled it out that the conspiracy that Helen Keller was not blind and deaf, or B, didn't exist at all. Have y'all seen this?
Based on what, though? That's the problem
with all this. It's not based off anything. It's just somebody's like,
I don't believe she's real.
Here's the problem with the newer generation. If it was before, you know, a certain date, they can just say anything.
Yeah, it was real.
Never happened.
Can you imagine being born blind, deaf, and can't talk? How confused that would be. She couldn't
talk because she didn't know how.
Well, she wasn't born that way, though, right? Remember? She got sick as an infant.
Well, she was sick?
She got sick, and the fever or whatever, you know, made her.
I didn't even know that part.
So the Helen Keller house is not real.
She was born.
That's the thing, man. Especially people from Alabama should not. She lived an hour away from us.
Where did she live?
And there's
Florence?
Like Tuscumbia? Yeah. Somewhere, wasn't it somewhere around there?
There's a house.
They've got a house
and everything.
Am I going to get the fever if I go to the house?
Either that or somebody just made a fortune.
Right? I mean, that's a terrible way to do it, though. You tell your kid, all right, now pretend to be deaf and blind, but you can't break character.
And we're
going to
bring this person who's going to teach you how to talk and all this great stuff.
What was so significant about her, though? Like, what
it was all the things she overcame, all the things she was able to end up speaking.
Hold on. I can't remember because I grew up from the city school system. What did she overcome?
Tony.
Like, what is she? No. She overcome. What is she accomplished?
I see what he's saying.
What is she accomplished?
She didn't like. Okay. She didn't
like
win a
she was blind and deaf. What has she accomplished?
First off, she wrote. I don't know if that's the right word, but wrote a lot of books.
How?
Yeah, I'm with her.
You know,
how would you do that?
She's got, you know, she went to Harvard. She traveled the world. She did.
So she went to Harvard. So we should be able to figure it out through Harvard.
That's her
documentation.
She had, Tony, I'd like to see you pass Harvard. Just not even not deaf and blind, just regular.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay. I mean, I'll defend that, Helen Keller in this scene.
I'm not knocking her down. I'm just saying, what does she, I'm just curious, what did she like accomplish?
You know,
and you told me.
Our comments are going to be, Tony needs to be banned from the show. Tony's off. He's off.
See, I never knew Ronnie Millsap was blind.
I shot down Helen Keller of all people.
I never knew Ronnie Millsap was blind. And you know, he wrote all those good songs and all that. I always just thought he liked sunglasses. But you know, thinking about Helen Keller, she could have wrote a book, because Ronnie Millsap, he describes out the Smoky Mountains. And, you know what I'm talking about? And he was blind, right?
So I mean, like, how did you know?
How did she know? Yeah, like,
I'll tell you what,
that big 18-wheeler down.
What's interesting to me is I thought it was insulting enough to kind of say that she didn't exist, or, you know.
Yeah.
And Tony's just like, "What did you, so what?"
So, I'm with you, though. I get what you're saying. It's like,
is what I'm saying.
Like, she wasn't in the Olympics or anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
She went to Harvard. Yeah. Okay, good. Great.
Yeah. But how do we know? How do we know they didn't just
pass? Congratulations.
Just Harvard, one of the hardest schools to get in.
Obviously,
did she graduate?
Did she graduate from Harvard? Is
somebody
somebody look it up?
Did she graduate from Harvard? That's a different story.
If she went to Harvard,
I could go to Harvard.
How did they ask her the questions? She can't hear.
With the hand communication.
Oh, the, you know, Braille.
Braille and the...
See, I know something.
Signing on the hand, right?
Man, I would think learning Braille and some of that stuff would
Which one is based off the French language? Sign language or Braille?
I don't know, Tony. We need a fact... Where's our fact checker?
I don't know. The only sign language I know is from Major Payne, where he's going to put his foot...
All right, here we go. You're ready.
All right, Jared, what do you have
Helen
here?
Helen Keller... Lived from 1880 to 19.
Get us to the good
19
stuff.
What?
68.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
She was 80.
Dude, she lived to 88?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an accomplishment right there, Tony.
I'm kidding.
I'm praying for like low 60s.
I'm going to 40, and that's probably it for me. I got 10 more years of my life. Let's see. Did she graduate from Harvard?
Jared's like, here we go, guys. Yeah. And is silent.
Crickets.
Doesn't have anything.
Have crickets? You have crickets?
She attended. Yeah, she did go to Harvard.
Did she graduate?
A bachelor's of arts degree.
Arts.
Arts.
Arts?
Oh, that's arts. Where the sling and plank started coming from, probably. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God. Speaking of that, a lot of people think Stevie Wonder is not blind.
Another weird conspiracy theory.
How could you fake that you're not blind? Because
you seen his wife?
Well, think about it like this, though. What if
he's got a good looking wife?
Does he?
Look,
yeah.
I think he's rich.
I think
that's
we should start testing people. We should start testing people. Yeah, just like jump at them or something. Just jump scares and stuff without yelling. I want to see that guy that puts the little pretty trees up there. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about?
Have a little friendly bush right here.
That's Bob Ross.
Yes. He's dead.
So we can talk about him too.
Listen. Me and a friend of mine say all the time, America died the day he died.
What about Mr. Rogers?
Let me tell you. No, he died July 4th, 1997.
Did he really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep. I memorized. I don't know why, but
I say, how do you know that? Yeah. Nothing else.
Maybe you could make it through Harvard. Tony.
We looked it up.
You can learn useless information.
He died 1997, July 4th.
Wow,
on America's birthday.
Yeah,
I used to watch him growing up. I loved it.
Bob Ross.
I think his son.
We're gonna just put a little tree
now
right here.
Is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Rogers? Y'all remember him
when he died?
Yeah.
Did y'all remember? Y'all know he was like a super bad A, right?
What do you mean?
That's no.
He was a military guy.
No,
right?
That's all conspiracy. He was never
another
in the military.
Another one.
We're rolling right in another rabbit hole.
Right down it.
I don't think he was ever in the military.
You're saying?
Yeah, I thought he had tattoos all up and down his arms too.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Did he? You know,
he comes there and changes his jacket.
Wouldn't you
and
see
slippers.
It if he was changing all
no,
the time?
He always
had long
sleeves.
Yeah, he always wore.
It was a big conspiracy. Yeah,
he wore the same thing every show.
Hey, love kids, but they said he could like snap your neck. He was some kind of a.
He was during the break. You better shut the hell up, boy.
I told you put that crayon down.
Man, I guess he could have been.
All right, so what is y'all's New Year's resolutions? Let's get off animals.
My New Year's resolution is to fill up buggies at Walmart and leave them.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean? What is that?
I got a friend that's PO'd at Walmart.
Why?
And on her breaks, she's going
Hold
in.
Hold on, she works up. There?
No, she don't work there.
Okay.
She's a nurse.
On her break from
she's
her other
a nurse.
Job.
On her break, she's going to Walmart, filling up buggies full of items and just leaving them.
No way.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No way.
Yeah. I'm telling you the truth.
What? That's not a fun hobby, I don't think.
Yeah.
How mad are... that's?
Oh, she's mad.
Why is she mad, though?
Taking her breaks over.
Huh? Why is she mad, though?
I think y'all wouldn't take something back or something. I think
they'll take
Why
anything
are you
back.
Y'all?
I'm about to say.
I don't represent all of Walmart.
You and Sam
Well, you
Walton.
Act like you do sometimes.
So. You know, it would be really bad if she filled it up with a bunch of meat and milk, and that would be really bad.
Left
Because you know
right
it's
there.
Sitting there for a long time.
Well, right? I mean, isn't that destruction of public
hours.
Property?
Like, all the way...
There you go, Jared.
I mean,
I don't think they'd push it. I don't think they'd push it.
No.
Well, I mean, big companies like that, have you ever seen the budget they put in there for that kind of stuff? For like theft and fraud and just
well, I do
breaking
know that's one
of
the
stuff. I mean,
self checkout.
She's not
stealing.
She's not stealing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but if you leave it and it goes bad, it's just, I mean,
well, she
you
leaves
know
it
how
in
much,
the cold section.
You know how much?
I'm imagining she's like going picking up a lot of small stuff and putting it in the buggy.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing though. She's only making one person's job miserable price, right? One person that would have
night,
to do that.
Though. Each night.
No.
You think it's multiple people having to do all that?
Most of the time, it's usually one person, but if it's like a slow day,
I mean,
like
it's no different than the guy that has to go around and pick everything up for you.
Anyway,
when you have
to get,
well, no, that picks all your items
your
when you do a
pickup. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
the
just
same
the reverse
thing.
Of that.
Just the reverse. You just
the
put
backwards.
It back instead of...
That would be a terrible job.
Which one?
Going and getting people's groceries.
Hey, that's a job, man.
I know, man.
It's you know what? I'm saying it right now. It is losing Walmart money.
Really? What is?
Grocery pickup.
Really?
Yep. Think about it.
Wait, don't know? You're just guessing.
No.
I know what he's about to say. He's probably going to be right.
Well, I don't go in hungry.
I'm giving you...
The layout of Walmart is for you to go through to get stuff, right? So that's why they put the milk in the very back. Okay.
So
with grocery pickup, you're just picking up what you need, not what you
man.
So,
you're not hungry and you don't walk through and get all these other items.
If you look at Walmart, so Walmart is not the cheapest on every item. That's not their goal. Their goal is to be the cheapest on what you buy the most to get you to come to the store. Once you get to the store, like he says, they put stuff in areas where you pass other things and you buy it, and then
they try to trick you.
That's how they make money.
They always put beer and chips out there.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a subtle trick.
The beer's in the beginning, and the chips are in the back.
Yeah, see, they get us, don't they?
See, yeah.
Everything they do is...
Oh, I'll give me a case of beer.
That's a really good marketing
strategy. Hey, guys,
here's
the thing, man. If you're trying to tell me that all these people are suddenly showing restraint and just buying, come on, give me a break.
We do. We only buy what we need.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I still buy the same exact stuff.
I mean, food-wise.
Yeah.
Outside that, I actually spend less money at Walmart because I don't go to
Walmart. You're buying too much junk.
I normally do.
What do you buy?
I'm the guy who goes in there and goes to the hunting section and the fishing section and end up buying something I don't even need. Yeah, they got some cheap stuff that's like, I mean, if you buy the good stuff, it's expensive. Yeah. I mean, it's all made by the same Chinaman, so it doesn't matter.
The cheap stuff works just
or
as
women,
good.
Or women, whatever.
And it don't hurt your feelings as bad when you lose it or break it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just go get another.
I used to have a friend a long time ago, man, that used to go swap the price tags and stuff on fishing odds.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago. Like, no, I never did this. Where I
oh, did. Sure.
No. Yeah. I'm serious. I was always scared.
Everything but. He talks what, about what, is him. He's the one at Walmart.
What?
He's
it's all you. You did it.
Wasn't it. Me.
It
was
you, throw, me. You throw the dogs off the bridge. And
no, I didn't do that. I got a new pet.
Well, I just, know, I saw it. What'd it's you so get? Cute.
I traded a billy goat for a pig.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, I really did. I traded a goat for a pig. I called
How's
my neighbor.
How's the pig working out for you?
This morning, I couldn't find him, but I didn't know they, like, build their own little thing out of the hay, and he was hid.
Huh. Is it indoor or outdoor?
He could be indoor. You can potty train him, but I'm not going to.
So, what's the pig's name?
Curtis.
So, what's the reason for the pig?
Because I had a goat that was tearing up everything, and my neighbor didn't want the pig, so we just swapped.
So, hey. The pig is going to stay a pet.
Yeah, he's not good for anything else. I don't know if you could even get a pack of bacon out of him. He's so small.
Yeah, not but yet. Just feed him.
Yeah, you got to grow, oh
grow him up.
Yeah, he's like a little bitty guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, I mean, it's going to be a fat pig.
Well, it depends on what breed it is.
I'm going to read this to y'all. And,
disclaimer.
Yeah,
I'm a disclaimer on the show. We're going to have to start doing one.
All right, I'm going to read this to you guys. It's a review.
I love
it. And I got a lot of different things that, I don't know, man. I just,
review of what?
I'm not going to say the restaurant.
Okay, it's a restaurant. All right.
Yeah, but this person says, one star. friendly place, very inviting. However, the pasta had an essence of diarrhea taste.
What? What?
I'm not. Like, I mean, I'm reading.
How do you
I'm
know what that tastes like?
Okay, that's what there's a I lot. Know.
Like,
there's a lot.
You know what? Surprisingly, I know what they're talking about.
What?
Don't,
Tony. No, you don't.
You must eat chitlins. Oh
man. Right, hold on. Hold on. Let me finish.
There's more. Oh no.
However, wait, no, I don't eat diarrhea. To know what it tastes like. However, it tastes just like it smells.
Good God.
Oh man. I gotta give that review 5 stars. That cracked me up.
That review
good.
Wait, five wait. Stars. There's my more. Husband's trout was delicious.
Why? Well, where can you get trout and spaghetti at the same place?
We want to know where this review is at, but he's trout. Not going to do it on is air. It,
yeah, you had to tell us. After
you want that. Meatballs? Nah, I'll take a little trout and spaghetti if you don't mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, she got what? What she get? Alfredo?
I don't know, but man, what a! I mean, that's
hilarious. And they answer
that's
a question
very
too.
Specific review.
I like how he put in there that no, I have not tasted
diarrhea.
That's right.
He
like cleared that right up.
It was a she.
It was a she.
It was a she.
Well,
that her husband.
I mean, her husband. It could be his husband.
No, it's the name.
You don't know.
I don't know, but I'd 99% guess.
You know, there is a lot of foods though that does stink.
Exactly.
That does taste good. Because when you first walk in the door at Olive Garden, you ever notice it smells like a goat?
What?
But I think it's that what? Cheese. I think it's that cheese.
What?
I'm serious. As soon as you walk in, it's like,
I will say,
I haven't been smelling any goats lately.
I will say, we ate pizza in Huntsville this weekend, and the pizza I got, one of the cheeses they put on it has that weird stench
smell,
to it.
Yeah.
I think it's the goat cheese.
And I think it's actually goat cheese.
I think it is goat cheese, too. And it
has a weird smell.
I don't think Olive Garden's serving any goat cheese.
They sure parmesan.
I don't know.
Whatever that smell is, as soon as you walk in, just get you a. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it really is. It smells just like a goat.
God, we're going to get a cease and desist order on this video.
I've got
all the companies are going to.
No, I love Olive Garden.
I've got
I
eat well, there all the time. Well, let's be honest. Olive Garden.
If it comes Coleman, I'm there.
It's not the best Italian food.
It's not.
But it's so salad. Good, though.
Salad with the breadsticks.
I'll tell you something that I get kind of tired of is the people that are like, it's not real Italian.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not
authentic Italian.
It's not.
Yeah. It's not.
What Italians didn't invent noodles. Number correct. One.
That's so, Chinese.
But that's right. Yeah. So immediately,
see, I could have gone to Harvard. Yeah.
If the Chinese are so smart, though, why chopsticks instead of a fork?
Hey, man, I don't know.
You don't see somebody out there trying to dig a hole with two sticks. They use a shovel.
Listen,
you know what I mean? Like a spoon.
Have you ever used a pothole digger?
That's actually two sticks.
Pothole digger. Two sticks right there, man.
Oh, yeah, the posthole digger. It's not just two sticks.
I wouldn't have made it at Harvard.
Okay, everybody. Tony or Michael's actually the one doing all the potholes in the city. He's out there with his pothole digger.
Potholes
all over the road.
Hey, listen, okay.
Send all complaints to Michael Sapp.
I got another one.
All right. Oh, here we go.
This one's just kind of funny. I'm wondering if there's some kind of subterfuge here.
Subs or what?
First off,
I thought the same thing. Okay. Like, use smaller words.
Here, first off, there's a lot to it. I'm just going to read part of it, but it said, the waitress asked if everything was okay. I took her aside and explained. I thought, first off, where are you taking her? Like, I took her aside. Immediately, is there a reason why she couldn't say it in front of the party? I don't know. Like, I'm taking you to the back behind the restaurant.
Listen, let me talk to you over here.
Don't go with a customer aside, right?
Can I get you anything else? Could we step outside for just a second?
Yeah. Your car's extended warranty.
I literally just paid and had the worst Southern meal and left. I would rather eat a plate of lima beans than go back. We ended up at Johnny's Barbecue and had a wonderful meal and great service. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that...
where do you get lima beans at around here?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know, but... I mean, that's not where they got them. She's saying they would rather just have a bowl of lima beans.
And she's talking about great Southern cooking.
Yeah. No, she said it wasn't great Southern cooking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who even other than Cracker Barrel.
Doesn't matter, but the point of it is, though, is that
we need a Veggies to Go in Coleman. Sorry.
Nah, that's another one of those places.
Squirrel.
Another one of those places where it'll be like the... Do y'all ever notice, like, okay, just recently Wendy's went to Arab, right?
And you had
all these people was just like wrapped around, or Crystal, which one was it? Crystal, maybe.
People
was just wrapped around the building. It's in Arab.
Okay.
And then now you can go anytime you want.
That's every restaurant in Coleman.
Yeah. Oh, no, like the first three to four months.
Yeah.
It's the, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in. When they reopened Squally's, I couldn't get in it forever. Yeah. Like, I finally went out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
and I love the Squally's?
The Shrimp Basket.
That's pretty good. They got some great shrimp and grits.
Been there twice.
God dang.
It just don't seem right to me, man. I don't know whether it being in Coleman.
I have a rule.
It was good.
When it comes to seafood.
It was just,
if it's not close to the ocean. No,
if I can't smell or see the ocean, I don't want to eat seafood. Just not a...
You know what's funny about that probably is half the restaurants down by the beach are serving...
The same stuff, frozen seafood.
I don't know. Same thing.
Caught daily. Wrong.
Yeah, caught daily.
Like five weeks ago. Now it's frozen.
When we go to Neptune Beach every year, they have one of the markets where it comes off the boats, and we get a ton of it and bring it all back.
Do you see the boats go off?
No, it's right there in the bay. The boats are out there, and then they get it, and they bring it out, and you get free shrimp and stuff like that.
Fresh shrimp?
I can't speak. And stuff like that. Now, granted, oysters and certain things like that are out of season. Depends on what it's got to end with.
Why?
Is it a Y or something? Is when they're actually in season.
Yeah, something to do with a Y.
What?
That makes me want to go eat some oysters. Let's go have some oysters.
Ew, get a picture. I'm good.
Where can you do that?
I don't know. I think you can get them at Shrimp Basket. I think you can get oysters at Shrimp
Basket.
I can't do it.
That's one food I'm like,
I might have to do it fried first. It's like eating a snail.
I like the small ones too. I don't like the.
But is it?
You know, I love the big old ones that barely fit on the cracker.
Oh God, no!
Oh my God!
Do y'all remember the movie Dick Tracy?
Yes,
back in the '90s.
Yes,
beginning and
did he have a watch or something?
What's his name?
Out of the shell.
Yeah, and he's
the first time I've ever actually had an oyster. That's how I ate it, and I hated it when I was a kid, and then got older in high school, and when we were down at the beach, and I started eating oysters.
What's the texture like?
It's like
exactly what it looks like. Slimy, gooey.
What's it taste like?
I'll tell you this. It's like eating a raw egg.
Yeah, it's like it tastes kind of off a little bit different than a...
To be honest with you, it tastes like crap. You got to put lemon juice, hot sauce, and a cracker and swallow it.
I've had frozen. I had fried clams.
It's the same thing.
Fried clam, like shrimp.
I don't know. I can't explain how it tastes. I just love them. When I go to the beach, I'll eat 8 or 9 dozen raw oysters.
Do you ever just pick it up by itself out of the shell and just eat it? You do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You never see people like that.
Yeah.
Well,
I love them.
I'll tell you this. What I like about some of these reviews, it's kind of like when you see, Batman pop into a Superman movie or something, when they start talking about other restaurants locally, There's one here, and I'll just say where it's from, because everybody knows it's a good restaurant, but it's from 412, and somebody got on there and said, everything's great, but you need to go to the Busy Bee and learn how to make grits.
Good Lord.
It's right around the block. Go to Busy Bee and learn how to make grits.
Some people, dude.
Dude, we had their chicken fried steak special.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If they have it at 412 and it pops, you got to order it.
Yeah.
It is stinking awesome.
Good. I've only eaten there once.
Oh, man. Oh, it's my favorite place. It's right down the street from my house. I like to go and have drinks.
It's got to probably be one of the most consistent.
Yes. They do a great job.
Better high-end restaurants in Coleman. Right?
That chef is from Brazil.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mayhem at the gym. Yes, we are sure.
Crickets.
I was waiting for it to be you, so I thought you were going to be like,
Chef Tony.
I'm actually the real chef there.
The actual chef of 412 is from Brazil.
Maybe you can get an apprenticeship over there.
Yes. Maybe you can learn how to make grits.
You use chicken broth to make grits.
I really think that I don't want to say anything about Busy Bee because that's my other favorite place.
I will tell y'all one thing I'm so proud Coleman's getting.
What?
This bridge down here.
Oh, did you see that?
Yes.
I'm almost smacking mirrors with motorcycles. I'm telling you, every time I think they inch those guardrails just a little bit more in.
Just to see what happens.
I'm not even kidding.
That bridge don't look very safe either. I mean, if you drive by, they bolted the railings onto the side of it. It's like, man, I don't, yeah.
Dude, but what I'm interested in, what are they going to do? I'm not kidding you, like, just.
Yeah.
Are they going outwards with it? Like, making.
I hope they make it wider.
Let me tell you this. It's short on details.
Okay.
The whole, the release.
Well, you posted it.
If you made a big truck.
I saw it from Robert Adderholt's page. Oh. He talked about how he got the funds and all this, but there's no details when or.
It's an old bridge. If you're in a truck like mine and Jared's and you made an 18-wheeler, you and that guy, y'all are almost praying together. Like you can see it. I'm serious.
I went down the other day and I had the.
Clenching your butt.
I had the Mini X. I had the Mini X hooked up. Yeah,
my seat's like.
Had the Mini X hooked on the trailer going across with the 18-wheeler.
Oh, God. I couldn't imagine. Jeez. Yeah.
I was like, okay, one of us might be going over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am glad to see that improvement coming up. But what are they going to do? They're going to build beside it, or are they going to shut that down?
No, they're probably going to do what they normally do. Extend it outwards. And
they'll probably reroute everybody through 157
for a while. Can you imagine the traffic?
No, they're not.
They won't. They're going to have to.
No, they don't.
Is there a way?
They do it on the interstate all the time.
You'd have to go through Larkwood.
There's no way they could reroute it.
Through Larkwood?
They're going to reroute through Larkwood. Yeah,
Larkwood ain't got a bridge going over Katoma.
It's got a newer bridge.
They're going to do what they normally do. They're going to go outwards on it, I guarantee you, and build two lanes that connect to the old one. And the old one's going to stay. They're just going to probably refurbish it and upgrade it.
Well, I hope they widen it.
Which is easy. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're going to widen it. They're going to make it bigger. But I don't see that. If they're doing a whole new bridge,
what they might do is they probably work on it at night.
I got a ticket there one time when they were blitzing Coleman, running 44 and a 40.
Really?
At 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a lot of fours.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was headed to Smith Lake to a fishing tournament.
Were you?
Yeah. And the state trooper, he was just like, sorry, man. It's the blitz. We're getting everybody.
Hey.
I'm thinking, dude, I'm pulling a boat at 4 o'clock in the morning. Me and you, the only two people on the road. Hey, if we can get on that, you know what I think it is? Doctors will write you a prescription to anything.
Yeah, it's true.
You can go out there. You can say, hey, man, I'm waking up in the middle of that peeing. Let me give you this pill. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you this pill.
Jacob, let me ask you something. When you watch TV, yes. How many commercials do you see of pharmaceuticals?
Oh, a ton. Lord.
Why?
And it's the...
Well, you know, it's pretty funny. Do you know it's illegal in most countries?
Why are you seeing the commercials when you can't decide if you want it or not? The doctor has to decide, right?
Yep. Right, yeah.
Why should we be...
Because they're trying to get you to tell the doctor
what side effects are worse. The side effects are worse.
Yeah, the side effects. Yeah. It may cause death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
Do you cough? It's like, I'll just keep coughing and farting at the same time. To be honest with you, I'd rather do without the nosebleeds. You know what I mean?
It's just do more laundry.
Everything's nosebleed, shortness of breath, diarrhea, and could also cause death. Bud, I'll keep peeing in the middle of the night. Yeah. Appreciate it.
It kills me that they have all these commercials. And I thought, man, my doctor should know better than the commercials.
And
right?
Some of this stuff is so ridiculous. Yeah. You know, it's like, really and truly, do you not like your fingernails? You know what I mean? It's like,
take this pill.
I know. I'm telling you, there's a pill for everything these days.
Everything.
I saw the other day this. Y'all know how long it takes to grow hair out. It was an awesome story. Great story. This guy grew his hair out for his daughter that had cancer. He had like 298 days to grow his hair out. And he started taking all these vitamins and all these, you know, medicines, whatever. His hair was this long, y'all, in a year.
Beautiful.
Mm. I mean, cut it, gave it to his daughter, and his daughter wore it for the... But just talking about, like, you know, normal hair, you can't even... I mean, there's pills for everything.
Do you think it would fix mine?
Dude,
by the looks of it, does he grow new hair?
Jared, you gotta have Elon Musk money to fix that.
If you don't mind, though, to cover that back up, dude. The lots are getting.
Make sure it's not in the video. What's going on?
Hey, speaking of, what's that? Speaking of Elon Musk money, what's that building out there in Bayless?
Actually, take it back off. You look like an old French bank robber or something.
The hamburger burglar. The hamburger.
Okay, I didn't come here to be made fun of. Okay. I get that at home enough from the kids.
He kind of looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin a little bit when he gets mad.
Man, let me tell you something. I miss some good old wrestling days.
Okay, wrestling now sucks.
Have you seen any on the Netflix?
I watched it. I'm done with it.
Yeah. You know it's
the Attitude Era. We live in the greatest era of wrestling.
Yeah.
You don't tell wrestling fans that.
It was... I hate to break it, but it was fake. It was Debbie Does Dallas, besides they were wrestling.
Yeah, but that's, I don't think anybody.
We all knew it was fake.
No, there's some people that'll argue with you because they'll be like, well, you still get hurt. Well, yeah, you still get hurt. I mean, everybody jumps off of top of a pole onto a concrete floor from 15 feet. No. Do you know what they used to pay those people to wrestle? Like, flips on the thumbtacks and stuff?
Not enough.
A Coke and a hot dog and a bag of chips and $10.
That's right.
Not enough.
And your family got in
free. Hey, did you ever go to Vimont Wrestling?
Yeah.
No. I actually didn't. I heard about it.
God. We used to go all the time.
Was that the midget wrestling?
No, it's just regular wrestling.
Hansville.
I want to go to midget wrestling.
I am following the micro wrestling group or whatever.
That's ones I want to go see.
Yeah, I want to go watch them. Yeah. Their TikToks are hilarious.
Yeah.
See, I went to the doctor the other day. I had to do my physical, and I got diagnosed with this symptom, the Dickie-Doo symptom. Oh. Never heard of that?
No, what
where your stomach sticks out farther than you Dickie-Doo? So I had to start going to the gym more.
Oh my god!
Y'all never even heard of that?
No,
man.
Oh,
I thought it was something serious, Jared. I'm over here like, oh man, I'm sorry. Man.
I mean, I was already texting the preacher, telling him to put you on the prayer list.
I had a silent prayer request just for Jared.
Dear Lord, please fix his Dickie-Doo syndrome.
How's the workouts going so far?
Hey, hold on.
They suck.
Let me ask you this. Do y'all remember when I mean, they may still do it. I just don't hear it as often. They used to do a lot of this, like, silent prayer requests. Yeah. Remember that?
Yes.
That's, like, the worst way to... I mean, I think it was just almost like a rumor mill.
People will do it on Facebook.
You have a silent prayer request.
Like, how would y'all feel if I was, like, unspoken but Jared Giddens?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if prayer I'm praying... Request. I don't know if I'm praying for Doris's hemorrhoids to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what I'm praying for, you know?
I know. Yeah, unspoken, but...
I have a list of things that we will not pray for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you Tony want Doris's... It. I'm sorry, but you don't want Doris's hemorrhoids to go away?
Right, yeah. It's like, you know, I want a little more info.
You
want
to know what's going on.
I mean, like, I can understand, like, well... Oh, John Doe over here killed his whole family. Prayer requests that he gets out of prison and gets parole, right?
So people do say pray for him and all that stuff, and I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Are you on the fence?
I'm on the fence. I don't know if
he killed his whole family. Pray for him.
I mean,
I know.
That's a touchy subject because you sound like such a terrible person.
We're
going to
lose a lot of viewership if we go too far down this road.
All I'm saying is I think there's... The unspoken is what throws me off. But at the same time, you don't want to be in the church right about to, you know, have your potluck supper and somebody like, well, Doris's hemorrhoids need to be taken care of. So, I mean, maybe there is a time and place.
I
want to
pitch in get prayer open for it.
I do. I'm like, give me some more info, especially when it's people I know really well. And I'm like, I've got to know who this person is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Them. Yeah. What's going on?
They're going. And then they'll pour it out there too. They're like, pray for so and so. Her husband's been beating her and the kids and all this. And it's like, I want to know who the heck this is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's the ones that don't give you no info.
A night with them or something.
Yeah. Yes, the ones that give you no info and the ones that give you way too much info.
Yeah.
So the other day at work, I had a customer come up to me and I helped him out. And then he goes, like, don't get mad, man. Don't get mad. I go, what? He's like, you look like that dude that did all that stuff down in New Orleans.
Oh, man. He called you a terrorist.
I was like, what? I don't know how I'm supposed to react to that.
No.
That would be like somebody coming up and being like, hey, Michael, you look like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right? What do you say to that?
You want to spend a night? That's what I would say. I'd say, you want to spend a night?
You want to go down to New Orleans?
Man.
I love New Orleans too, man. I was like, man.
I don't think that's true, Tony. I don't think you look like him.
So y'all were just talking about it. So I did get engaged Saturday.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah, nobody knows really.
Congratulations.
Well, if you actually look on my Facebook, it's been changed. It's just we didn't.
So you're Facebook official.
I guess. I didn't do it.
So
that's
wait,
great.
She proposed. Whoa.
Yeah, what hat? Tell us the story. Yeah,
she proposed to you?
No.
Oh.
No. Why did you say that?
Because he's like, he didn't do it.
Huh?
Oh, he was talking about changing his profile. Oh,
Facebook. I didn't change profile. Facebook.
You didn't really get engaged.
I did.
Wait, what?
Why? Tell me, what
technically
kind of
been engaged?
What kind of fake news are you spreading here?
I know.
God.
No. This is
just continue. He's lost.
Saturday. So it was her birthday.
Okay.
We went to Huntsville to her pizza place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we went up on top of the mountain near her old house.
Oh, okay.
Where you can oversee. That was like our spot. That's where we
used to go. Nice. Way to go, man.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Engaged.
You've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Jared.
I'm Jacob.
Bye.